I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Let's get to the answer to our GeoQuiz now, which deals with one of our favorite subjects, chocolate. Yes, we're going to find out how the centerpiece of Brussels Chocolate Week was created. Andrew Farrugia is a pastry chef and a chocolate artist. Tell us what you created exactly for Brussels Chocolate Week.
Well, actually, I created a large train locomotive made entirely out of chocolate.
Right, so immediately straight into the record books at over 100 feet long. And yes,
it's 112 feet long. It's like a 50-60-year-old train. It's got, you know, all the chimneys and bells and those large wheels and everything. The coal, the shovel, all the small bells that the train masters used to have to ring the bells. I did different wagons, different types of wagons, like a bar, a restaurant, a coal wagon and stuff like that. So it made it much nicer to see for all the visitors who go in thousands every day at this train station.
Yeah, you've got almost 2,800 pounds of very good Belgian chocolate to work with. What was the hardest part of the train to carve out of chocolate?
Well, actually, the process is quite a lengthy one. What I do is normally I melt chocolate, create large slabs, and start cutting out pieces. Actually, it's constructed from approximately 6,430 different hand-cut pieces.
Wow.
The intricacy of it is that when you cut all these pieces by hand, you know, you got to be sure that you got the right measurements. Otherwise, when you come to put all pieces together, they won't fit. But another difficult part which I had was to transport this train from where it was actually made, because I live in the very small but very beautiful, I have to say, country of Malta, which is, you know, right in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. And it was a long way for the train to go. So that was a very difficult part, to make sure that everything gets there as it should be.
So listeners, if you were listening carefully to Mr. Farrugia there, he gave us the answer to the GeoQuiz. It is Malta. So how cool does the room have to be there in Belgium so this chocolate locomotive doesn't turn into a Salvador Dali version of a chocolate train?
Yeah, correct. Well, actually, the temperature there was almost perfect for this type of work. So normally, chocolate should be kept at approximately 18, 19 degrees Celsius. But the temperature there was just even slightly cooler. So, you know, with the correct temperature, chocolate will stay perfectly well. Because I'd like also to say that I also have done other works of chocolate for the Belgian Chocolate Museum in Bruges, where amongst other sculptures in the past years, I also did a full-size sculpture of your president, President Barack Obama.
Wow.
And I sculptured him from one solid block using just a chisel and a hammer.
So you've done this old locomotive, you've done a modern train. What other kinds of things have you carved out of chocolate, Andrew?
Besides the president, I also did a sculpture of Michelangelo, which is called the Madonna of Bruges. And it is a sculpture which Michelangelo did 500 years ago. And it is the only sculpture that Michelangelo exported to another country, which is actually in Bruges. And that's why it's called Madonna of Bruges.
Uh-huh.
The size of the statue is 1.1 meter, and I carved it out of a solid block of white chocolate, which represented the marble Michelangelo used. And it is also exhibited in the Belgium Museum.
Is it still there today?
Besides that, I also do organize a chocolate festival here in Malta, and I do a lot of work. I did also a Ford 1931 Model A car entirely out of chocolate. I also did a full-sized dining room, having all the walls, the chairs, the curtains, all the cutlery, everything made out of chocolate. I did facades of cathedrals. I did a particular place called Hamroun, and I made the local council there. I did quite a few things. I did paintings, you know, anything which I normally do with chocolate, with art, I do it in the same way with chocolate.
What's going to happen to the train? I know some of the other things you've carved out of chocolate have remained in museums. Will this train be put in a museum or will it be eaten?
No. There's 22 wagons altogether, which I transported individually, and then I put together over there. So some of it will be going to the museums, and others are a few of them are going to be kept by the Belgian train company, just as a record of what we've done there. Also, Her Excellency, the Ambassador of Malta, wanted one particular wagon, which I made, and that's going to go at the Maltese Embassy in Belgium.
It just doesn't seem like a very sustainable piece of art to keep around. I mean, eventually you want to eat it, and chocolate doesn't really preserve too well over time.
Well, actually, if they're in the right condition 24/7, you can keep them for a few years. Like the statues, which I carved, have been in the museum for the past 5 years. So the biggest problem is when you expose chocolate to different climates and different temperatures. Once it's in a stable condition for a long period of time, it stays well preserved.
How about the chocolate statue you made of President Obama? How's he doing?
Yeah, he's doing fine.
got reelected.
It is also a main attraction at the museum because a lot of people just stand by him and take photographs together with President Obama.
So, Andrew Faruja, you know we have in the United States this annual holiday called Thanksgiving. Any suggestions for creative uses of chocolate for Thanksgiving?
Creative things. If you're talking about something which could be eating, there's nice cherry and chocolate tarts. So you can use nice Amarena cherries, and you can make a beautiful chocolate ganache on top with a nice crumb base at the on the bottom. And that's a very nice suggestion. I like to do that dessert myself.
Could I get you to carve a chocolate turkey for me? I'm going to start the meal with dessert.
If you want me to, yes, I can. I can do anything in chocolate. As long as it's a challenge, I like to take challenges like this. In fact, that's how I made the train. It was a challenge from a colleague of mine.
Andrew, great to speak with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you a lot, Marco. Thank you for this opportunity.
Andrew Faruja, pastry chef and the artist who is responsible for a 100-plus-long-foot train made of chocolate. Andrew, great to speak with you.
Thank you very much, Marco.